It never hurts to ask nice. Today, we go beyond por favor and polish our business Spanish with polite requests and responses. Bienvenidos. Welcome to Business Spanish. The Business Spanish podcast will help you develop your skills as a bilingual professional in negotiation and communication, whether you're in the boardroom or the break room. I'm your host, Michelle, and I invite you to join us in each episode as we explore the Spanish of different industries, business disciplines, and cultures. ¿Listos? Manos a la obra. Hola, colegas, ¿cómo les va? Súper emocionados por la venidera primavera, me imagino. As the weather warms up, we want to take some time off and enjoy the great outdoors. And when you take time off, you guessed it, you need to ask others to step in and help cover for you on the job. So today, we're switching gears a bit and we're going to be learning how to make polite requests to get the job done. Por favor goes a long way, but it's nice to have options. So stay tuned for several different constructions we can use in a professional setting to ask for help, and for different ways to appropriately respond to such requests. But first, we want to thank you for tuning in and remind you to subscribe to our podcast so you are notified each time a new episode releases. Also, please help us by leaving us a good review and sharing this podcast with your network. And remember, you can now download all the notes from each episode of Business Spanish on our website. Simply visit www.culturaconnections.com/podcast to sign up and have the show notes delivered directly to your inbox. Now, today we'll start with a list of common Spanish verbs that are helpful in making business requests. Next, we'll take a look at several different constructions to make polite requests and practice those with some translation exercises. Finally, we'll analyze different ways to respond to these requests in a business setting. ¿Están listos? ¡Empecemos! Okay, first things first. We're going to learn some verbs. Many of them you probably already know, but they're commonly used in requests, especially in a business setting. So we're going to learn these verbs that you may see in our translation exercises later in this episode. Enviar or mandar means to send. And some of these verbs, such as mandar, may have another meaning, but we're going to look at these two verbs in the context of to send or to dispatch. Enviar, mandar. Proporcionar is to provide. Proporcionar. Recopilar means to collect, to gather, or compile. Recopilar. Ayudar, of course you know, means to help. Ayudar. Reservar is to reserve. Reservar. Programar, to schedule. Programar. Revisar, to review. Revisar. Llenar, or in some cases, rellenar, is to fill out, as in to fill out a form or application. Llenar, or in some places, rellenar. Firmar, to sign. Firmar. Analizar, to analyze. Analizar. Discutir is to discuss, and it can also sometimes mean to argue, depending on context. Discutir. Preparar, to prepare. Preparar. Organizar, to organize. Organizar. Solicitar means to request or to ask something of someone. Solicitar. Configurar, to configure or to set up. Configurar. Entregar, to deliver. Entregar. Confirmar, to confirm. Confirmar. Atender is to attend to or take care of. It does not mean to attend an event. We would use asistir, to attend an event or to attend school. Atender is to attend to such a client or a customer. Or in the medical sense, a doctor would atender a los pacientes. Coordinar is to coordinate. Coordinar. Traducir, to translate. Traducir. Contactar, to contact. Contactar. Encargarse de is to handle or to take care of. So it's a reflexive verb. Encargarse, and then we use the preposition de. Informar, to inform. Informar. Presentar, to present. Presentar. Resolver is to resolve or to solve. Resolver. Evaluar, to evaluate. Evaluar. Investigar, to research or to investigate. Investigar. Comparar, to compare. Comparar. Interpretar, to interpret. Interpretar. Elaborar is to develop, to elaborate, or sometimes to draft. Elaborar. Generar, to generate or to make up. Generar. Identificar, to identify. Identificar. Sugerir, to suggest. Sugerir. Okay, now we're going to move on to what I think is a little bit more fun. We are going to learn how to use some of these verbs, not all of them, but some of them, in different constructions that we can use to make polite, formal requests in Spanish. And when I say formal, in this podcast episode, we are going to conjugate our verbs for usted, which is considered, in most parts of the Spanish-speaking world, a more formal, more polite way to address somebody that is not a close friend or relative. So we will start with a construction that goes something like this. ¿Podría usted? So, could you? And of course, the usted would be optional if the person that is being spoken to understands that you are speaking to them directly. Podría. And then we attach the verb that we want to request in its infinitive form. So the verbs end in AR, ER, or IR, and then the rest of the sentence. So, for example, could you pass me the salt? Not generally a business request, but for the sake of example, could you pass me the salt? ¿Podría pasarme la sal? So, once you have this pattern figured out, I want you to use it in a couple translation exercises. Using this construction, how would you say, Could you send me the report via email? ¿Podría enviarme el informe por correo electrónico? ¿Podría enviarme el informe por correo electrónico? Good. Okay, our next translation, using the very same construction with podría and the infinitive. How would you translate, could you provide me with the project details? ¿Podría proporcionarme los detalles del proyecto? ¿Podría proporcionarme los detalles del proyecto? And finally, we'll take a look at one more translation exercise for this construction. How would you say in Spanish, could you schedule a luncheon with our clients next week? ¿Podría programar un almuerzo con nuestros clientes la próxima semana? ¿Podría programar un almuerzo con nuestros clientes la próxima semana? Okay, now I want to remind you that we're going to have all these translations and these phrases, these constructions, along with the verbs that we previously went over in our show notes that you can download by going to our website and signing up. So I'm going to put that link in the description of this podcast. We're going to move on and ask for help in a polite way. One way we can ask for help is me podría ayudar con, and then the noun of the thing that we need help with. And again, these conjugations are going to be in the usted form. So, for example, could you help me with dinner? We would translate, ¿me podría ayudar con la cena? There's another similar construction where we would say, ¿me podría ayudar a? And then attach the infinitive verb of the action that we need help with. So, for example, could you help me to cook? Okay, we would translate as, ¿me podría ayudar a cocinar? Or you could say, ¿podría ayudarme a cocinar? ¿Podría ayudarme con la cena? So that indirect object pronoun, me, either goes before the conjugated verb, before podría, or we can attach it to the end of the infinitive. So, me podría ayudar, or podría ayudarme, and the rest of our sentence. So, using one of these two constructions, again, with a formal usted, tell me how you would say, could you help me with the preparation of the presentation? ¿Me podría ayudar con la preparación de la presentación? Or, ¿podría ayudarme con la preparación de la presentación? Muy bien. Now, how would you say, could you help me to prepare the presentation? ¿Me podría ayudar a preparar la presentación? Or, ¿podría ayudarme a preparar la presentación? Muy bien. Okay, now using those above constructions, how would you say, could you help me with the translation of this document? ¿Me podría ayudar con la traducción de este documento? Or, ¿podría ayudarme con la traducción de este documento? Muy bien. And now translate. Could you help me to translate this document? ¿Podría ayudarme a traducir este documento? Or, ¿Me podría ayudar a traducir este documento? Okay, just one more example of, well, two more examples that are similar in using these two constructions. ¿Me podría ayudar or podría ayudarme? How would you say, could you help me with this software setup? ¿Me podría ayudar con la configuración del software? Or, ¿podría ayudarme con la configuración del software? And how do you say, could you help me to set up the software? ¿Me podría ayudar a configurar el software? Or, ¿podría ayudarme a configurar el software? Muy bien, amigos. Hola, amigos. I hope you're enjoying this podcast and learning ways to improve your professional Spanish skills. Interested in one-on-one coaching? In addition to this podcast, I offer private and small group Spanish lessons online for beginner to intermediate speakers. For a limited time, your first session is free. For more details, leave a comment or email businessspanishpodcast@gmail.com. See the show notes for more information. Okay, we're going to look at a different construction now. And what we're saying here is, would it be possible for you to blah, blah, blah? Okay. So the first construction is, sería posible, and then the infinitive verb, the verb that ends in AR, ER, or IR, and then the rest of your sentence. Okay. And that literally means, would it be possible to, so for example, would it be possible to write a letter? Okay. ¿Sería posible escribir una carta? So this doesn't say, would it be possible for you to write a letter, right? It just says, would it be possible to write a letter? And we're kind of implying that we're asking this, we're requesting this of the person we're talking to. But if we want to make that completely clear, okay, we have to look at a little bit more advanced grammar. And in that construction, we would say, sería posible que, okay, sería posible que, would it be possible that? And then we need to use the imperfect subjunctive of the verb that we are requesting and then add on the rest of the sentence. So, would it be possible for you to write a letter? Or would it be possible that you write a letter? Would be, sería posible que usted escribiera una carta? O sería posible que usted escribiese una carta? So in this case, if you're still a little rusty on the imperfect subjunctive, I encourage you to go back in your grammar books and review that. But these are the constructions that we can use. And again, it's not always imperative. We use that imperfect subjunctive. We could just substitute the infinitive verb and the person we're talking to and making the request of will understand that that's who we're requesting this favor of. So we're going to move on and have you do the translating now. How would you say, would it be possible to book a meeting room for tomorrow? ¿Sería posible reservar una sala de conferencias para mañana? But what if we want to say, would it be possible for you to book a meeting room for tomorrow? ¿Sería posible que usted reservara una sala de conferencias para mañana? Do you see the difference there? The infinitive versus the imperfect subjunctive. Let's take a look at a couple more examples. Would it be possible to schedule a meeting to discuss the advertising campaign? ¿Sería posible programar una reunión para discutir la campaña publicitaria? Okay, now how would you translate? Would it be possible for you to schedule a meeting to discuss the advertising campaign? ¿Sería posible que usted programara una reunión para discutir la campaña publicitaria? And here's one more example. Would it be possible to get the proposal by the end of the day? Or would it be possible to receive the proposal by the end of the day? ¿Sería posible recibir la propuesta antes del final del día? Muy bien, excelente. I know we're thinking a little bit in more grammatical terms in this episode than we're used to, but grammar, as I tell my students, is the building blocks of everything we do in a foreign language, so I like to bring it in from time to time. And this next construction, it's a little simpler. We're just going to say, please do this. And the way we form that construction is, of course, por favor, por favor. And then we use the imperative or the command form of the verb that we are requesting, and then the rest of the sentence. So, in order to do this, I wanted to take just a couple moments to go back and review how we form that command form or imperative. And in this case, we're just going to review the command forms of usted, okay? So, first of all, let's discuss those regular verbs, For the imperative form of usted, the way that we conjugate those verbs is we take the yo form in the present indicative, so just our basic yo leo, yo hago, right? We drop that o and we have what's left as that stem in the yo form, okay? So in the case of leer, yo leo, and then we drop that O and we have just the L-E. Or in the case of hacer, it's yo hago. And we drop that O and we have the H-A-G, ag. And then to that stem of the yo form, to get the imperative of usted, we're going to add to that stem the opposite vowel. So if it's an er verb, we're going to add an e, okay? If it is an er or ir verb, we're going to add an a, okay? So here's an example. We take, for hacer, we take yo, yo hago. We already said we dropped the o, so it's h-a-g, ag. And then because hacer is an ER verb, we're going to add to that an A at the end, okay? So to say you do or you make as a command in usted, it's haga, haga. So this works with most verbs, most regular verbs. However, there are just a few irregular verbs in which you have to memorize that imperative form. So I'm going to go over those very quickly. And again, these are imperatives in the usted conjugation. For ser, it's sea. Estar, esté. With E-S-T-E, and a final E has an accent mark over it. Ir is vaya, so go to the store, vaya a la tienda. Saber is sepa. Dar is de. So D-E with an accent mark over it. So going back to this construction, please do something. How would we say, please clean your room? Por favor, limpie su cuarto. And again, that's with usted. Okay, we're going to let you put your translation skills to work. In Spanish, using the usted conjugation of the imperative, how would we say, please review these documents before the meeting? Por favor, revise estos documentos antes de la reunión. Please send the signed contract via email. Por favor, envíe el contrato firmado por correo electrónico. And finally, please fill out the application form and send it by fax. Por favor, llene el formulario de solicitud y envíelo por fax. So in that example, we saw that imperative form, envíe, attached to the direct object pronoun, lo, envíelo, which refers to the formulario de solicitud. Muy bien. Now in the final part of our episode today, if we're going to make polite requests, we need to know how to politely respond to requests as well. So, some ways you could do this. You could use claro, con mucho gusto, which means sure, of course, I'd be happy to, or of course, it would be a pleasure. So using claro, con mucho gusto, how would you translate sure, I'll be happy to get you the results as soon as possible? Claro, con mucho gusto, le entregaré los resultados lo antes posible. Another way to respond is, estoy a su disposición. So, I'm at your disposal, or I am willing. And you could add to that phrase, estoy a su disposición para, and then whatever you are asked to do, the verb in the infinitive. So, with that construction, I want you to translate, I'm at your disposal to review the budget. Estoy a su disposición para revisar el presupuesto. Another way to respond is simply entendido. Entendido. It means understood. So using that, how would you translate understood? I'll send you the requested information shortly. Entendido. Le mandaré la información solicitada a la brevedad. Next, translate. Understood. I can take care of coordinating the logistics for the event. Entendido. Puedo encargarme de coordinar la logística del evento. Another way you could reply is, por supuesto, haré lo necesario para... plus the verb and the rest of the sentence. This means, of course, I'll do what's necessary to or in order to, and then you add the rest of the sentence. So translate this. Of course, I'll do what's necessary to complete the analysis on time. Por supuesto, haré lo necesario para completar el análisis a tiempo. Another response would be, sí. Puedo ayudarle con, and what you're going to help with. So translate the following. Yes, I can help you with the market research. Sí, puedo ayudarle con la investigación de mercado. Another possible response would be afirmativo. Tomaré las medidas necesarias para, and then what you are agreeing to do, which means affirmative or yes, okay. I will take the necessary measures or the necessary steps in order to blah, blah, blah. So translate, affirmative. I'll take the necessary steps to solve the problem. Afirmativo. Tomaré las medidas necesarias para resolver el problema. You could also use de acuerdo. Me ocuparé de... and whatever it is you're going to help with. So how would you translate? Agreed, I'll take care of it as soon as possible and we'll send you an update. De acuerdo. Me ocuparé de ello lo antes posible y le enviaré una actualización. So, what's this word that was stuck in there? Me ocuparé de ello. Ello. Have you heard that before? Well, as a little side note, ello is just kind of a neuter way to say it when it's a concept, something ambiguous that's not feminine or masculine. We call that ello to mean it. Another simple way to respond to requests is just saying perfecto, perfecto. Okay, so how would you translate perfect? I can collect and analyze the required data. Perfecto. Puedo recopilar y analizar los datos requeridos. And finally, if we want to say, yes, I'm aware, or I'm in the know, okay, we would say, sí, estoy al tanto. Sí, estoy al tanto. So using this response, translate, yes, I'm aware of the request and will address it immediately. Sí, estoy al tanto de la solicitud y la atenderé de inmediato. Pues muy bien, amigos. I hope this episode has been helpful to you. You probably had a little bit more of a review of grammar than you were expecting, but hopefully you also learned some different interesting ways to make requests and also to respond to them in a business setting. So I hope that you can use these when you're getting ready to go out and enjoy the warmer weather this spring, and you're going to leave some of your work in other people's hands. Don't be afraid to go a little bit beyond por favor and employ some of these polite business requests. Until next time, nos vemos, adios.